Let me try to clarify what we're going to be talking about now for the next, I think, about 25 minutes or so. Klal Yisrael obviously underwent a major loss on Erev Shabbos. The goal for right now is not per se to give Hespedim or to speak about Reb Chaim in any great detail. What I really want to try, hopefully we'll have opportunity for sure to do so, but Ezer Shem tomorrow night and other times. Hopefully the primary goal for right now is really just to frame things a little bit. To speak about the way that Chazal refer to and talk about the loss of Gedolei Yisrael, to make sure that in a certain sense, there's a proper appreciation for what was lost, so that in a certain sense we can, prepare as well as possible. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Makos, Amar Rava, Kama Tifsha Yishtar Inchi, Dekami Makmi Sefer Torah, Velokami Makmi Gavar Rabba. Says Rava, how foolish, how stupid are other people, that they stand when a Sefer Torah is taken out of the Aron, Velokami Makmi Gavar Rabba. But when a very chashuv person walks by, that they fail to stand for such a person. Torah says you get 40 malchus, the Rabbanan lowered that to 39. Some of the Mefarshim point out that the harsh lashon that Chazal use here, kama tifshai shar inshi, that there's a phenomenon, and Chazal at times speak in these terms, of people that are not necessarily... isn't just a failure in terms of a lost opportunity, but a person that does not properly appreciate the maila of a gavra rabba, the maila of a big person, and is only able to machshiv Torah itself. So such a person is foolish. Such a person is lacking a certain basic understanding. The way some of the Rishonim say there, the Rivan comments there, kama shotim halalu rov b'nei adam, that most people are shotim, most people are foolish in this respect. That, and it's a phenomenon which makes sense. We should explain why this is so in a certain from a certain perspective. But Torah's Kedusha is a Torah that we are brought up to, and that it's very easy to appreciate the unique Kedusha of Torah. But the Gavra Rabba, sometimes there can be a failure to appreciate and a failure to value what they are. The Beis HaLevi, this Hagdama to Shut Beis HaLevi, points out, we know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah that there is a distinction between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. And in allocating and describing the various kinds of holiness in this world, so things that are used for mitzvah purposes have Tashmishei Mitzvah, they're called Tashmishei Mitzvah, like a lulav, tzitzis. Those, once they are no longer being used, so may Ikir HaDin, a person is permitted to dispose of them. There is, however, something else called Tashmishei Kedusha. Chaim Volozhiner elaborates at length, Schefter quotes all the time, that Torah is what establishes something as being Tashmishei Kedusha. If you have tefillin, so because of the klaf inside, if you have tefillin, so those tefillin become even more kadosh. They are Tashmishei Kedusha. The Beis HaLevi points out that when it comes to those who are learning Torah, real Talmidei Chachamim, not only are they not Tashmishei Mitzvah, but they aren't even Tashmishei Kedusha. V'hatam lazeh d'tam l'chacham, l'havi v'chinas Tashmish Kedusha, rak v'chinas etzem ha-kedusha. That there's a distinction between a tefillin box, so that's Tashmishei Kedusha, because it's support, it's around Torah. But a Talmud Chacham who learns, a Talmud Chacham, undoubtedly the stature of who we're talking about, of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, is not just a person who was a tashmish of Kedusha. He was etzem Kedusha, chmochein, to the Beis HaLevi, HaTalmud Chacham havi gufo haklaf shel Torah shebal peh. As many of the Farshim point out that the klaf of a Sefer Torah, aside from the osios, the klaf itself, is kadosh b'kedusha. And when it comes to Torah shebal peh, so where's the klaf? So the klaf for Torah shebal peh is the guf of the Talmud Chacham, is the guf of the Talmud Chacham. Chaim Kanievsky is a person, and this is sort of the irony of it, who on the one hand was so hidden, spent so much time just sitting in a room and learning, spent his life dedicated towards Talmud Torah without the formal positions, the formal status of Rosh Yeshiva, the posting of this organization or that organization, just by sitting there and learning. But I think, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think of all people, at least that I can imagine, so many of the kinds of svarim that come up only after a person's passed away, we already have about Reb Chaim Kanievsky. We know so much about what his Seder Hayom looked like. We know so much about the way that he spent his time. There are svarim that go through sort of every day of the year, what it was that he was learning. There are svarim that have pictures of what he did throughout the calendar year with different makaros of who he was, that he was a person who was etzem kedusha, not just tashmishe kedusha. I saw a particular posek wrote last night. It's intriguing. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Kafei, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Moikat and also on Daf Kafei, that when a Talmid Chacham passes away, says the Gemara, Chacham Shemes HaKol Karovav, everyone's like a Karov of that Talmid Chacham. Says the Gemara, HaKol Karovav Sakadaitach, we're really all the Karovim, Ella HaKol Kikrovav, HaKol Korin Alav. That there's a din that when a Chacham passes away, so all tear Kriya upon the loss of that kind of a Chacham. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, so in Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that really Me'ikar Adin is what should be done. But already the Shach points out, as do others, it really wasn't the real minhag. It really wasn't the minhag, says the Shach, even around. Says the Shach, it doesn't seem like people are tearing Kriya when it's Stam, a huge Talmid Chacham that passes away. So says the Shach, I think that the pshat is Ulai Svira Leish Lo Nikra Talmid Chacham Elikis Yodei Dvar Halacha B'chol Makom Afilu Misachas Kala, that maybe to be worthy of everyone tearing Kriya for you, you have to be the kind of person who knows all of Torah, where you can answer a shayla on areas of Torah Afilu Misachas Kala. And says the Shach, it's possible, he quotes from some of the earlier poskim, Ukvar Kasev Ha'aguda Perakama Dechulin Da'ata Ba'avoneinu Ein Talmid Chacham Da'a Ein Yodei Afilu Misachas Kala. It's hard to find Talmid Chachamim who are Bekiyim in Torah Akadei Kach, that even the smaller Mesechta like Mesechas Kala, that they have Bekiyas in. So I saw last night a particular posek write that he thinks, at least he strongly suspects, that while that may be the basis of a minhag, that it is rare that we talk about a Talmid Chacham on the status of Chaim Kanievsky, where you're talking about a person that Tuto Kamashma'o knew all of Torah, that knew all of Torah. His Sfarim are Dafka on a lot of things, but particular, a lot of his real svarim that he wrote are on areas of Torah that people, generally speaking, didn't know as much. Some of the smaller Maseches Avadim, that so many of those discussions, person says, you're talking that HaKol Chayavin L'Kroa, that maybe you are. That's a discussion for post-game to debate, but it certainly points to a particular element here. I want to try to frame things, though, for a couple of moments in the following way. We undoubtedly have all heard maisas about the unfathomable bekiyas of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. How many times it says Moshe and Chumash, and the correction of, you know, two of them were just Mem Shin Hei, but not Moshe. So many of us are aware of, you know, Tikkuni Zohar, Os, whatever, you know, going through Kol Torah Kula. The maisas we've heard, certainly I'm not here to collect them and say them over. I imagine that there are those much more qualified that will be doing so. I want to just make a couple of comments about those kinds of maisas and about Reb Chaim and his impact. On one level, the shaychus between us and him on a pure level of Torah mastery, the gap is way beyond our comprehension. Chaim Kanievsky's life looks so different than our life in terms of the home and opportunities that he had, the son of the stipler, the nephew of the Chazon Ish, exposure to Gedolei Torah that he lived with, Reb Chaim with a memory that we cannot fathom, with a form of hasmada that I think it would be kimat impossible for us to replicate. Looking at a Seder Hayom isn't just a person that has certain, it's really very, very challenging for us to even appreciate, I think, at least for me, for us to appreciate, you know, who he was. And in that sense, all of the maisas and all of the insights are present and are there. And part of the question becomes, though, so what does one do with them? What exactly does one do with them, and why are they so valuable? Why are they so important as we go through and we hear them? So certainly as Sfarim are important, and the Torah is important, and those of us spend more time in Zrayim, or learn about Machatzis HaShekel or Egla Arufa, so certainly his Sfarim become so, so critical, and his Torah is good to learn. but about the maisas of which I imagine many will be speaking about. So what role and shaychas do they really have? Rav Meir Tversky spoke after Rav Vadya passed away. He spoke this summer in somewhat different, in a related fashion. I think as pointed out, I would say three ha'aras that are incredibly important to be aware of in sort of beginning to ponder a little bit who Rav Chaim was. The first ha'ara of Tversky is as follows. You will often hear maisas of gedolim. Maisas that do not have a proper Torah context. So sometimes it's hard to know. You hear a maisa. So what is the point of that maisa that I am supposed to take out of it? What part of that maisa am I supposed to be mispiled from? What part of it is supposed to be a source of chizuk? And I would just suggest that in hearing some of these stories, that we make sure that the stories are sources of quality chizuk, sources of chizuk that can properly guide us, instead of just maises of, wow, that is cool, how well he mastered all of Torah, but to be able to understand those maises in a way in which they have a degree of impact. The second point, of course, he pointed out, post the Ptira of Rav Avadia, and I think both of these points are undoubtedly true, that there are people sometimes that it takes a little bit of time historically to ponder just their stature and their role. I don't think we need that way with the crime the same way. But one thing which he certainly does, even though so much of what he did is so beyond what we could do, is that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and I think this is Pasha, could have been Echad Migadol Yisrael had he worked not as hard as he did. If he didn't clock the same hours, if he didn't go through Kol Torah Kula as he did, he still would have been Echad Migadol Hador because of the gifts that he had, because of the Torah mastery that he had. Had he slept a little bit more, taken a little bit more time off, he undoubtedly would have still been a person that we would have been machshev. But the mida of Gedolei Yisrael, certainly like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is that that's not what happened. He wasn't just a person that was blessed with particular opportunities. He was a person blessed with opportunities that he took full advantage of. And part of the chizuk of Rav Chaim Kanievsky isn't just that, wow, look how great he was with a photographic memory. It was, look how great he was and how much he used all of his talents and all of his abilities to be able to master Torah in such a way. My father's one of the Rachis tell me all the time, I remember a mice about the Ragachover. And when the Ragachover, when people were impressed with the Ragachover's Bekias, the Ragachover would say, it isn't that impressive, I just saw that Mar Makom. Because when you're always, always learning and always, always chazering, you just saw it. And part of the Meiler Chaim Kanievsky, the memory undoubtedly was wildly impressive. And the Sfarim are beyond remarkable. But a lot of it is, and this is an important point, the Maises are there to convey to us what a person can do when they work really hard and use their talents and their abilities. And the Chizik is each of us with our talents and our abilities to be able to use those also, to be able to learn from those in a meaningful way, in a way which can uplift, in a way which can be a mechayiv. Tversky had an additional ha'ara, and this is, I think, a wildly important one. At least it is for me, and I imagine, hopefully, for some of you also. There is this appreciation, which I think is important to cultivate. And I think some of these mices convey it. And honestly, I think if you open up some of the Sfarim, I remember years ago learning the Eved Ivri Sugis Maseches Kiddushin, and some of the sugyas that people don't talk about as much, seeing a Maseches Avadim with a commentary of Chaim Kanievsky, and is blown away at what it did to open up a particular limud, certainly in Zrayim, also in Derech HaMunah, just opens up, you know, worlds in a certain sense. But when you hear the Maises and you open the Sfarim, I don't mean just the Sfarim where people, in recent years, people ask him like a Shaila, and it comes back with like a one-word answer. I mean, the Sfarim he wrote, which are, you know, all the more remarkable. Some great correspondence him and Rav Neventhal, a lot to talk about, but unfortunately time is somewhat short. But an absolute giant. It gives an appreciation for what it means to be and how lucky we are to have had and to continue to have in our midst Chachmei HaMesorah. That Chachmei HaMesorah, midor dor, what God passed down, these were not regular people. These are not people that we can fully fathom their degree of Torah mastery, the level of their intellect, their tzidkus, their piety, the extent to which every single thing that they do was cheshbened out al pi halacha, It's a sicha schulin, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. We can learn from that these were our chachmei ha-mesorah. And to know that there are people, the mesorah that we have is passed down from those who are just so great and so shakua and so invested in the world of Torah, that's what we have. Echad mechachmei ha-mesorah. And to appreciate that level of greatness, to appreciate, you hear in Maisa and you say, wow, going through, walking back from his shul, looking for a marmakim for an accident, not in Talmud Bavli, not in Talmud Yerushalmi, the ability to go through with that speed, with that level of expertise, the bekiyas, the mastery, the depth of all areas, is a wildly important statement about what it was to be Echad mechachmei ha-mesorah, and what we have, and what we have yarshin in a certain sense, that element of a mesorah, which is not, oh, I have a small question. These were giants. And the foolishness, kamet tifshai, how foolish a person could be, how stupid a person could be, for lack of a better word, I apologize, of those who fail to realize what it meant. The way some of the Rishonim might explain it, we couldn't fathom Torah without some of these people. Without Chachaneski, the world, there are certain areas of Torah that were borrowed from the Rishonim, like a mace mitzvah, that was so hard to understand, so challenging to really get. And without them, it would be a closed book. And it's so much more open because of his expertise. We're not even talking about the Kedusha and the Maisas of, you know, writing about certain kinds of animals and grasshoppers and them landing at Makom and Kol Chazanish. So he would just, you know, through that kind of a schus. We're not talking about those kinds of things. And we're not talking about his involvement in the world of you know, broader klal, not just a person who sat for decades and decades and decades and learned Torah at a very, very deep level, and was able to become, in the words of the Beis Halevi, not just Tashmishei de Mitzvah or Tashmish de Kedusha, but Kedusha ba'atmusa, that there's Kedusha present. That he was a person who had a degree of Kedusha, which was hard to appreciate and hard to fathom. And in that sense, as Chazal tell us, so in that sense, I think there's so much to be able to learn, so much to fathom, so much to be able to appreciate. As we hear Maisas and learn his Torah, chizuk for Chachmei HaMesorah, what that means, chizuk for the Torah that we could learn in terms of maximizing our own talent and our own abilities to the utmost and not checking boxes. And Be'ez Hashem, the learning that we have and the chizuk that we get, should be le'iloi nishmaso, and Be'ez Hashem will be able to learn as well as possible from him and his legacy. I think those that are heading out, the buses are heading out now.